So guys, how you doing?
Awesome!
So good to have you here this week at camp. Who is first time at Covenant Bay? So many of you. Technically it is. So, we're going to be talking a lot about... We're going to be talking a lot about Jesus, actually, this week. And we're going to talk about going. So we go to Jesus for relationship. We go to Jesus to learn. We go to Jesus to for help. And then we go to the world. So we're going to talk about those four things this week. So we go to Jesus for relationship. We go to Jesus to learn. We go to Jesus for help. And we then go to the world. All right, and it's going to be interesting, but let me ask you, what are you hoping for this week? What are you hoping to, like, come away from this week and be like, yeah, this was what I hoped for and it happened? Thomas?
I really hope it doesn't rain.
Me too, because we've had a lot of rain this summer, haven't we?
I want rain.
You want rain? Oh, well, you're one of the few of us. Okay.
Rain.
What?
I want rain.
Shh. Okay, put your hand up so I can ask you. Hayden, what do you hope for this week?
That I get to do jump water ski.
Yeah, I watched you.
You made me do last week.
Made you, or you were like, did it on all on your own?
You did the quick turn.
I did do a quick turn. It was pretty awesome, though. How about you? What's your name?
Daniel,
what are you hoping for, Daniel?
Play lots of
Newcomb. Newcomb's like the best.
Oh yeah.
Okay, what are you girls hoping for? What are you hoping for?
Probably that everybody here has a friend and they're not like lonely.
Yeah.
Like, it sucks being alone.
I'm always lonely.
So if we like look for each other who's lonely, then we can be like, hey, that person's lonely. We can go hang out with them.
Yeah.
That sounds super awesome. Okay, one more. Who else is hoping for something? Hayden, you already answered one. Okay, who else? Something else. Yeah?
To learn something that I don't know about Christ.
To grow spiritually, learn something about God? That's awesome. Okay, let me tell you a little bit about my first week of camp. So my first week of camp, I was like in junior camp, which is like grades 4, 5, 6. And that day, it was an all-boys camp. Okay? And some of you have heard this story before, but this was an all-boys camp. And we were the young kids, and there were some older kids. And there was a huge, huge pillow fight.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the things that was crazy is, like, because we were littler than everybody else, our cabin leader's like, okay, you guys are going to get destroyed. So I want you to, like, put your shoes inside your pillowcases so that you can, like, you can like, win. So we did. And guess who won?
You guys.
But it wasn't very nice, was it? So don't do that. That was my first week of camp. Can you imagine that? Pretty awful, isn't it?
Awesome.
No, it wasn't awesome because it wasn't awful. Wasn't awesome for us because we felt pretty bad about hurting some other kids. Wasn't very awesome for the kids who got hurt. It was actually kind of sad. So one of the things that I want hope for you guys is that I hope you guys like get to play and play a ton and have so much fun that you're like talking about this week of summer camp for the next 12 months until summer camp comes back and you're able to come back again. Okay? And then the other thing, I hope that you guys develop such good relationships that you are able to just like continually have awesome conversations about God and about other things. And one of the things that's going to be challenging, I'm going to challenge you on, is that it's sometimes weird to start spiritual conversations, right? Like it's just kind of weird. And so sometimes you just kind of got to jump into it like with both feet. So like, everybody turn to your neighbor. Okay, it doesn't matter which neighbor. Okay? And see, like, what's God teaching you?
What's
And then listen for a little bit and see if you get an answer. What's God teaching you? Eyes on me. Right on. So it sounds like you guys learned a lot, or maybe you've just been like really eager to chat. But anyways, so last week we learned that there's nothing more important than a relationship with God. This week we're going to learn something similar. The only way to grow in a relationship with God is to, one, work at it, and two, be soft towards God. Okay? The only way to grow in a relationship with God is to work at it and be soft towards God. And we're going to be talking about some of those things throughout this week. How you can work at it and how you can make your heart soft towards God. Because it just doesn't get soft, does it? Just doesn't, like, our natural tendency is actually to resist God. To be like, I don't need you, God. I can do things on my own. I can do it myself. And that's just not true. We just can't do it on our own. In fact, my heart is so messed up that I can't change my own heart and make it soft. I need God to do that. So we're going to learn a little bit more about who God is, how we can grow in a relationship with Him, and how we can work at it and put ourselves in a position so our hearts become soft towards God, okay? All right, so Matthew chapter 28. Everybody, if you've got a Bible, turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 28, okay? If you do not have a Bible, you talk to your cabin leaders, we're going to get you a Bible, okay? Matthew chapter 20. It's the first book of the New Testament. First book of the New Testament. And we're going to read verse 19 and 20. Our theme this year is go. And there's lots of things that we can go and do or be. All right. So it says this, Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20 says this, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you, and be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. You're going to be making a lot of memories this week at camp. In fact, some of you are going to be making memories that last a lifetime. My first friend that I ever made at summer camp, you know what his name was?
What?
French Fry.
No.
French Fry. That was actually his nickname. Nickname. But I remember French Fry still. And you know why I remember French Fry?
Why?
Because I walked into the cabin and he looks at me and he says, we're going to be friends. And be like, cool, I love friends. We're going to be friends. And you know what? We were. We hung out lots together. He actually hung out with everybody. He was like super nice guy. But what was so cool about it is that stayed with me. And that's still impacting me today. Some 25, 30 years later, I'm still remembering French Fry and the good friend he was. And how I want to be a friend like French Fry was. Kind of a crazy nickname, isn't it? So you guys are going to be making memories. And those memories are going to last a lifetime. And I want to encourage you to make good memories this week. Make memories that are going to impact you positively for the rest of your life. All right? So, I hope you guys get to play a ton. I hope you get to play so much that you just forget everything that's going on at home. You forget everything that's going to be happening this fall at school. And you're just like having so much fun that you're just lost in play. And the other thing I hope for is you guys have such good conversations about important spiritual things that you are encouraged by your friends, your cabin leaders, to grow in a relationship with God. Because we know that there is nothing more important than that relationship. All right? So let me pray for you guys. That's what I hope for you. And we're going to be talking about how we can go to Jesus. How we can go to Jesus for relationship, to learn, for help. And then how we can go into this world and help this world. And my hope is by the end of this week, you'll have an idea of what God is calling you into this world for your life. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this day. I ask, Lord, that you will help us have a crazy amount of fun. Help us to build each other up. And help us to be like that super good friend like French Fry was to me. And God, I ask that you'll challenge us and grow us in our relationship with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right. So I believe there is cabin time next. All right. And snack, is it cabin time and snack? Probably, eh? Okay. So, you guys go with your cabin leaders. One of your cabin leaders is going to go get your snack. Have a good time. Enjoy yourselves.